Your daily AI press review, April 29th, 2026. Cloud wars. OpenAI has renegotiated its Microsoft deal, ending cloud exclusivity and landing its models on Amazon Bedrock. The same week, the Wall Street Journal reported it missed Q1 revenue and user targets. China blocked Meta's $2 billion acquisition of AI agent startup Manus 4 months after the deal was announced. And off the radar, TSMC is ramping 5 2-nanometer fabs simultaneously in 2026, the most aggressive capacity expansion in the company's history. OpenAI has rewritten its agreement with Microsoft, ending effective cloud exclusivity and capping Microsoft's revenue cut. The new deal lets OpenAI sell through any cloud provider, AWS, Google Cloud or others, Amazon CEO. And DJC confirmed OpenAI models are now available in limited preview on Amazon Bedrock, alongside OpenAI's Codex coding agent and a new Amazon Bedrock managed agents experience. The shift ends a structural constraint that had limited OpenAI's enterprise distribution for years and intensifies platform competition across all three major clouds. The same week, OpenAI expanded its distribution. The Wall Street Journal reported it missed its own internal targets for new users and revenue in Q1 2026. Anthropic and Google are closing the gap, and internal tensions over massive spending commitments are growing. Some OpenAI shareholders have privately questioned whether Sam Altman should lead the company through an IPO. The revenue miss puts pressure on OpenAI's ability to fund its data center expansion plans, including its partnership with Oracle, which is building a 2.45 gigawatt fuel cell powered facility in New Mexico. China blocked Meta's $2 billion acquisition of Manus, the AI agent startup that originated in China, roughly 4 months after the deal was announced in December. Beijing's order requires domestic tech companies to seek explicit government approval before accepting US investment. Analysts describe unwinding the deal as time-consuming and complex, given how far the integration had progressed. Meta had already granted Manus employees unlimited usage accounts. Investors including Benchmark, Tencent, and Genfand are reportedly prepared to cooperate with a reversal. AWS launched two major AI products at its What's Next event. Amazon Quick is a desktop AI assistant for work with expanded integrations across enterprise apps. Amazon Connect has been extended into 4 agentic AI solutions covering supply chain, hiring, customer experience, and healthcare. AWS also deepened its OpenAI partnership, bringing the latest GPT models, Codex, and managed agents to Bedrock in limited preview, positioning Amazon as the neutral cloud layer for competing frontier models. Citigroup raised its global AI market forecast to more than $4.2 trillion by 2030, up from prior estimates. Nearly half that total, about $1.9 trillion, the Cambridge Center for Alternative Finance separately published research finding that financial services firms are, in its words, far ahead of regulators in AI adoption and deep adoption. The two reports together mark a shift. AI is no longer a cost center in finance, it's a projected revenue category. DeepSeek launched its V4 Pro model priced at 97% below OpenAI's latest GPT offering, according to the South China Morning Post. The pricing gap is the widest yet between a Chinese open source lab and a US frontier model. DeepSeek's move follows a pattern of aggressive undercutting that has already forced price reductions across the industry. For enterprise buyers running high volume inference workloads, the differential is now large enough to materially affect build versus buy decisions. Google has reportedly signed a classified AI deal with the US Pentagon, allowing its models to be used for any lawful government purpose. Google joins OpenAI and xAI, which already have agreements to supply AI for classified use. The deal came despite significant employee opposition inside Google. Separately, US Cyber Command's chief AI officer told Axios the command is building infrastructure designed to swap between models from any vendor or country of origin, explicitly including open-source Chinese models. Mistral AI launched workflows and orchestration layer that lets companies turn AI-powered processes into production-ready systems without custom infrastructure. The product targets enterprise teams that have built isolated AI tools but lack the connective layer to chain them into reliable pipelines. Mistral is positioning workflows as a vendor-neutral alternative to proprietary orchestration stacks from AWS and Microsoft. The launch puts Mistral in direct competition with Amazon Bedrock Managed Agents, announced the same day. Anthropic launched Creative Connectors for Claude, enabling the AI to plug directly into Adobe Creative Cloud, Affinity, Blender, Ableton, and Autodesk. The connectors follow Anthropic's launch of Claude Design earlier this month and mark a deliberate push into creative industry workflows. For enterprise teams running design or media production pipelines, Claude can now act as an in-context agent inside the tools already in use without requiring a separate interface or API integration layer. OpenAI released Privacy Filter, an open source PII reduction model with about 1.5 billion parameters. And roughly 50 million active parameters, the model runs in browser and is built on a distilled decoder architecture. It detects and redacts personally identifiable information from text before it reaches a larger model. For enterprises in finance or healthcare with strict data handling requirements, a browser-side PII filter that runs locally removes a key compliance barrier to using cloud-hosted LLMs. On deployments, Alibaba's research arm Damo Academy deployed its Coca AI model across more than 27,000 non-contrast CT scans for colorectal cancer screening. The model identified 5 previously missed early-stage cases that radiologists had not flagged. Alibaba claims Coca outperforms radiologists in sensitivity for early detection. The deployment is part of Alibaba's broader push into cancer detection AI following earlier work on other tumor types. For hospital systems evaluating AI-assisted radiology, this is one of the largest published validation sets for a colorectal screening model. Square launched ManagerBot, an AI-powered business agent built into Square Dashboard. Now in open beta for most non-franchise food and beverage, retail, and health and beauty sellers. ManagerBot automates daily operational tasks, scheduling, inventory alerts, sales summaries that previously required a manual review. It's the next evolution of Square AI launched last year. For small and mid-sized merchants, this is the first time an AI agent is embedded directly into the point of sale management layer rather than offered as a separate subscription tool. A PYMNTS Intelligence and Worldpay report found that 43% of retailers are currently piloting AI shopping agents. The report frames agentic AI. AI's first real test in commerce as a trust exercise, autonomous agents making purchase decisions on behalf of consumers require payment authorization frameworks that don't yet exist at scale. Worldpay identifies this as the next phase of digital payments growth. For payment infrastructure teams, the implication is that agent-to-merchant transaction flows will require new authentication and dispute resolution protocols. Insurance Asia reported that agentic AI is cutting product build cycles in the insurance sector from 6 to 12 months down to a fraction of that time. Insurers are using AI agents to automate policy drafting, underwriting rule configuration, and compliance checking, tasks that previously required sequential handoffs across legal, actuarial, and IT teams. The compression is most pronounced in parametric and embedded insurance products, where speed to market is a direct competitive differentiator. Customers Bank, a Pennsylvania-based commercial lender, deepened its partnership with OpenAI to reimagine its lending, deposit, and payment life cycles. The bank is handing off document collection, underwriting analysis, and other tasks to AI agents. The move is notable because Customers Bank operates in commercial lending, a segment where document complexity and regulatory scrutiny have historically slowed AI adoption. It's one of the first US banks to publicly commit to AI-driven underwriting at the process level rather than the feature level. The International Rescue Committee deployed purpose-designed AI agents through its Signpost program to provide assistance to refugees and displaced populations. The agents are built with a safety-first architecture and handle information requests that previously required human caseworkers. As humanitarian crises outpace organizational capacity, the IRC's deployment demonstrates that AI agents can operate in low-resource, high-stakes environments, a use case that has received almost no coverage in mainstream enterprise AI media. South Korea's Naver upgraded its AI, a common filter to block posts that target victims and their families, not just generic hate speech. The upgrade reflects a shift from keyword-based moderation to context-aware classification. The model now understands relational targeting, not just offensive language. Naver operates one of South Korea's largest online platforms. For content moderation teams at scale, this is a concrete example of moving from reactive filtering to proactive harm pattern detection. On tools. GitHub Copilot switches to token-based billing on June 1st, 2026, replacing the current premium request count model. Under the new system, enterprise teams pay for actual token consumption rather than a fixed number of AI interactions. For engineering managers, this changes the cost model significantly. Long context tasks like code review and documentation generation will now carry a measurable per use cost, making usage monitoring a budget management requirement rather than an optional practice. Red Hat's OpenClaw maintainer released TankOS, a container runtime. That puts OpenClaw AI agents into an isolated environment for safer enterprise deployment. TankOS is specifically designed for teams running fleets of AI agents. It enforces execution boundaries that prevent agents from taking unintended actions outside their designated scope. The release comes directly after a widely reported incident. Witcher Cloud-powered agent deleted a startup's entire database in 9 seconds, making sandboxed agent execution an immediate operational priority. Anthropic's Claude now connects directly to Adobe Creative Cloud, Blender, Ableton, and Autodesk through its new creative connectors. Practitioners in design, 3D modeling, music production, and CAD workflows can now invoke Claude as an in-context agent without leaving their primary tool. The connectors use the same API layer as Claude's existing integrations, meaning teams with existing Claude Enterprise licenses can activate them without additional contracts. This is the first time a frontier AI model has shipped native connectors for professional creative software at this breadth. The open source tool OpenCanB, combined with OpenRouter and Llama, now enables teams to build fully searchable local knowledge bases without hard coding API credentials or relying on cloud-hosted vector databases. The stack supports wiki-style knowledge organization, semantic search, and structured retrieval, all running locally. Sensitive, the Bayesian proprietary Nalats Enterprise Sure. Releasing a framework that embeds audit trails, model lineage tracking, and human-in-the-loop checkpoints directly into agentic AI pipelines. For enterprise risk and compliance teams, SAS is positioning governance not as a post-deployment add-on, but as a design constraint built into the agent architecture from the start. The framework is compatible with SAS. VIA and targets regulated industries, financial services, insurance, and healthcare, where agent autonomy without auditability is a non-starter. One signal to watch. Two separate data points suggest AI agent reliability is becoming a board-level risk, not just an engineering concern. A cloud-powered agent deleted a startup's entire production database in 9 seconds after misinterpreting a cleanup instruction. Separately, the Vect ransomware campaign, which targeted organizations running Trivi and Light LLM, turned out to be a wiper that destroys files larger than 128 kilobytes, making recovery impossible even after payment. Both incidents involve A, adjacent infrastructure failures with irreversible consequences, and both occurred within the same 48-hour window. A large-scale analysis of Internet Archive data found that AI-generated text is making the web measurably more uniform and tonally more positive, a phenomenon researchers describe as homogenization. Separately, MIT Sloan published research on generative AI. Persuasion, finding that AI-generated content is systematically more persuasive than human-written equivalents in controlled tests. For financial institutions that rely on web scraped data for sentiment analysis, credit scoring, or market research, both findings point to a structural contamination problem in training and inference data pipelines. Two infrastructure signals point to a coming bifurcation in AI compute access. Google's TPU V8 architecture supports clusters of up to 1 million TPU. S is scale that no commercial customer can match, and that gives Google a structural latency advantage for training frontier models. At the same time, TSMC is ramping 5 2-nanometer fab simultaneously in 2026, the most aggressive node expansion in its history, driven by AI and high-performance computing demand. Enterprises that depend on third-party cloud inference will face a widening gap between what hyperscalers can run internally and what they expose via API off the radar. TSMC announced at its North America Technology Symposium that 5 2-nanometer fabs will enter mass production ramp in 2026, the most fabs at a single node in the company's history. Senior Vice President Hao Yongqing confirmed the acceleration is driven entirely by AI and high-performance computing demand. This is not a capacity story for 2028 or 2030. It's a 2026 supply event. For any enterprise planning GPU, procurement or cloud contract renewals, TSMC's ramp timeline is the upstream variable that determines whether chip availability tightens or eases in the next 18 months. China's Cyberspace Administration fined and issued correction orders to three major Chinese AI platforms, CapCut's parent app, Jianying Maui, and the Yiming AI website, for failing to properly label AI-generated content as required under China's Generative AI or XAI service management rules. The enforcement action reported by 36 Core is the first wave of penalties under China's AI content labeling law, which took effect in 2024. For multinationals operating AI content tools in China, this signals active enforcement, not just regulatory posture. DeepMind Growth, a Shanghai-based AI startup founded by a former miHoYo global growth executive and ex-Kuaishou strategy lead, closed an angel plus funding round led by CMC Capital. Its core product, GrowthGPT, is an autonomous growth agent that handles cross-platform data diagnosis, creative iteration, budget management, and campaign execution end-to-end. In cold start-out campaigns across several global markets, GrowthGPT reportedly managed full execution autonomously. The startup targets cross-border e-commerce, DTC brands, and global game publishers, a vertical where autonomous marketing agents have seen almost no Western coverage. Singapore's Agency for Science, Technology and Research, known as ASTAR, along with JTC. And Grab entered formal partnerships with robotics firm Sharpa to build out Singapore's physical AI sector. The partnerships cover robot policy development, warehouse automation, and last mile delivery. Singapore is positioning itself as the regional testbed for physical AI deployment, combining government land authority through JT. C, private logistics scale through Grab and research infrastructure through ASTAR. No equivalent coordinated public-private physical AI initiative exists at this scale in Europe or the US on the research front. Argonne National Laboratory published work on an AI system that reconstructs molecular structures from mass spectrometry fragmentation data, the digital equivalent of reassembling a shredded document from its pieces. The model identifies unknown compounds from explosion fragments with accuracy that previously required expert chemists and days of manual analysis. For pharmaceutical discovery and chemical safety teams, this compresses an identification step that sits at the front of every drug candidate pipeline. MIT published a new method for privacy-preserving AI training on consumer devices, enabling model updates without sending raw data to a central server. The technique is designed for high-stakes applications in healthcare and finance and works in under-resourced settings without specialized hardware. For banks and insurers that want to fine-tune models on customer data without violating data residency rules, MIT's approach offers a path to on-device personalization that doesn't require a data-sharing agreement or a sovereign cloud contract. A preprint from multiple institutions profiled expert activation patterns across three frontier mixture of experts models, Llama 4 Maverick, DeepSeek V3 at 671 billion parameters, and Qwen 3 at 230 billion parameters, collecting over 100,000 real activation traces. The study found that expert load imbalance is persistent across all three models, and that expert popularity shifts significantly by task domain, code, math, and chat each activate different expert subsets. For teams running multi-node inference at scale, the finding means that workload-aware routing can materially reduce inter-node communication overhead and cut serving costs. Apple's machine learning research team published findings on compositional generalization in conditional diffusion models, using a controlled CLEVR dataset. The study found that diffusion models can sometimes generate convincing images for object combinations never seen during training, but only sometimes, and the conditions under which this works are not predictable. For enterprise teams building image generation pipelines that need to handle novel product configurations or out-of-distribution visual scenarios, the result is a concrete warning. Compositional reliability cannot be assumed and must be tested per use case. This podcast has a daily production cost. If you enjoyed, support it. The link is on the podcast page. Thank you.